Mr. Speaker, in doing so, I want to raise a fundamental constitutional objection. And my objection, Mr. Speaker, I have a copy of the bill, and the bill date of Gazette notification 14 July 2017, as was laid in this House by the Deputy Minister for Justice and Attorney General on behalf of the Minister. And Mr. Speaker, my fundamental constitutional objection, with your indulgence again, let me refer to Article 106 of the Constitution. And for purposes, Mr. Speaker, my view will be that we cannot even proceed as the Chairman have recommended. The best will be for the Attorney General to withdraw and relay this particular bill, and accordingly submit my constitutional objection. Mr. Speaker, Article 106(2), and I want to read 1 and 2 in order for the record. It states, the power of Parliament to make laws shall be exercised by bills passed by Parliament and assented to by the President. But Mr. Speaker, for my argument, I want to emphasize 106(2)(a), but in particular B. And it reads, Mr. Speaker, no bill other than such a bill as is referred to in paragraph A of Article 108 of the Constitution shall be introduced in Parliament unless, and Mr. Speaker, the B for my emphasis, I state, it has been published in the Gazette at least 14 days before the date of its introduction in Parliament.
Minority Leader Haruna Idrisu. The Majority Leader Osaiche Mensah-Bonzo asked the Minority Caucus to take a principled position inconsistent with its concerns with the introduction of the bill.
Minority Leader, in this spirited attempt, is trying to raise up ghost. I don't know the relevance of waking up ghost. If you should wake up ghost, they will come to haunt you. The Minority Leader quotes for us Order 120. The relevant order is Order 119. Which provides us with this avenue of indeed attending to matters that come before us and make a determination. Mr. Speaker, the issue is how bills come to be introduced in this House. That was a point that was raised by the former Deputy Attorney General when he insisted that the bill must first be laid in Parliament for it to be determined that it is of urgent nature. If it has to come to Parliament, it may, in the circumstances, in his view, have to be gazetted. I'm not too sure of where the Minority Leader now stands. They should take a principled position. They first said that the bill must come to this House gazetted for determination to be made by the relevant committee as to its urgency. I said to them at the time that not necessarily so, as provided for by Order 119 and indeed Article 106, Clause 13, that he himself alluded to. Now, the committee has determined for us that they have made a determination. And the determination is that we need to tarry a while. That given the issues involved and the fact that they need to do broader stakeholder consultations, and the fact also that it's a novelty, they think that it should pass through the regular process.
Majority Leader Osaiche Mensah-Bonzo. Meanwhile, the House has adopted the report of the Constitutional, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs Committee on whether the Office of the Special Prosecutor Bill 2017 is of urgent nature or not. Presenting the committee's report, the chairman of the committee, Ben Abdallah Banda, said the committee, after careful deliberation, agreed to allow the bill to go through the full hawk instead of it being taken through a certificate of urgency.
The committee was, however, mindful of the sensitive nature of the bill and the interest that it has already generated in the public domain. However, Mr. Speaker, the Office of the Special Prosecutor, as envisaged in the bill, will transcend different political regimes. Therefore, the need for the committee to engage in broader consultations with civil society groups and other key stakeholders to solicit their inputs. Mr. Speaker, the committee therefore acknowledges that the Attorney General's office is overburdened in the discharge of his duties and therefore the need to carve out some of his investigative and prosecutorial duties to the proposed office of the special prosecutor. The committee, having examined the memorandum to the bill and the provisions of the bill, has come to the determination that more time will be needed to allow for broader consultation before its passage. The committee therefore recommends to the House to adopt this report and to pass the Office of the Special Prosecutor Bill 2017 through the usual legislative procedure.
That was the chairman of the Constitutional, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs Committee, Ben Abdallah Banda. He was speaking on the floor of Parliament.